Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. In this, I'm talking about Suella Braverman, the MP for Fareham and Waterlooville in Hampshire. But she was the Conservative Home Secretary, and she twice resigned from that position. She resigned only days into Liz Truss's premiership, when Suella Braverman broke protocol about sending official sensitive emails from a personal account, and then brought back only a week later. It was weeks into the short-lived Truss premiership. She resigned only a week later, brought back in the same position, unbelievably, by Rishi Sunak, and then he sacked her about a year later when she accused the police of playing favourites. But she recently lacerated her own party. It was just 2 days ago, and she was attending a National Conservative conference in the United States, and then she appeared by video link in the UK. Recording when she was Home Secretary, the Progress flag, which is sort of about transgender people, was flown from the Home Office, and she ordered it not to be flown, but it was flown anyway, or somehow no legal authority to do that. Anyway, she's said that the party has failed in everything, and it's no use demonising Reform UK voters. The Conservative Party badly needs to win them back over. Nigel Farage will be welcomed back into the party. So she talked about the lunatic woke virus and so forth. So that was beamed into a conference in the United Kingdom from the USA. And then she's largely concurred with what Jacob Rees-Mogg has to say, that the Conservative Party has no God-given right to rule, and so it has to earn that right. Now, where is she right and where is she wrong at all? Now, what she said has horrified moderates in the party, such as Ian Dale, say he's going to strive might and main to stop her getting any sway in the party. Remember, there are only 122 Conservative MPs, so she's got more than double the sway she had before, even as a backbencher. And she has been Home Secretary before, and she was a leadership contender. Who are the leadership contenders in the 2022 ballot? Well, Liz Truss won it. She's gone. He's not even an MP. Rishi Sunak, well, he's resigning as leader. Penny Morden's not even an MP. That's three out of the eight gone. Suella is still in Parliament. And then who was behind her was Kemi Badenoch, came even before her. Those are the main two. Jeremy Hunt, I think he said he doesn't want it. Tom Tugendhat, pale, male, stale, and too moderate. I cannot see the membership voting for him. We're not quite sure the rules. Is it the MPs will narrow it down to two candidates who go to the membership? Or maybe the membership will narrow down a short list and put, whatever, two or three or something to the parliamentary party? And was there anybody else in the contention I've forgotten about of the eight? So Suella Braverman is one of the big names. I mean, it looks like Kemi Badenoch is out in front, but it's early doors yet. The leader may not be selected for about 5 months. But who's second in the running? And that's probably Suella Braverman. So she's probably got a very big future in the party, even if she doesn't become leader. And probably better for her not to win this time, because as I pointed out, it is impossible to overturn this Labour majority. No majority like this has ever been overturned in a single term, apart from, say, the 1945 election, which is very exceptional, 10-year term. And remember, against a national government, which is partly Labour, which is partly Conservative, and then Labour had been in coalition during the war for 5 years. But really, so whoever becomes leader now is going to lose in 4 or 5 years and probably be pressured to step down. So actually, for Suella Braverman, better not to get it this time. I mean, I think she'll never be prime minister. I think she'll actually be quite a bad leader from the leader of the party, but we shall see. But some of the hardliners are applauding her. Now, she is factually correct on one thing, even if you loathe her. There is no way back into government for the Conservative Party unless it wins over significant numbers of people who previously voted Reform. Reform went from 2% the election before to 14% this time. 36% of those Reform voters say they would have voted Conservative had there been no Reform candidate. Yeah, there are others who said don't know, and some of the don't knows would actually be Conservative voters. So we can say at least 40% of those who voted Reform would otherwise vote Conservative, which would make a huge difference, and that would see the Conservatives winning back scores of seats. The Tory party lost 250 seats this time, 250, and left with 122. And she's correct to say there's no point in demonising people who voted for another party. And that's also true of people who voted for Labour or Liberal Democrat or for almost any party. There are valence issues. I mean, ideology aside, we want roads in good state of repair. We don't want too many strikes. We want a growing economy. We want lower unemployment. We want lower inflation. We want the NHS to have a short waiting list. We want the state to function effectively. We want the pound to have about the right value. We want the armed forces to be reasonably strong. We don't want to fight wars unless absolutely necessary. We want lower crime. All this is unideological. You could be left-wing, right-wing centrists, you know, small L liberal, small L conservative, progressive, traditionalist, whatever, and you would want the same thing. So partly best manager of the shop. So for managerial reasons, some people are going against the Conservative Party. You might dislike the individual candidate. And, you know, even if you're a right winger, Labour, the Liberal Democrats and stuff like that, they're not entirely wrong. Not all their policies are automatically bad, any more than Conservative policies are automatically desirable or successful just because the Conservative Party comes up with them. Even if you're a Conservative, you ought to have the maturity and the wisdom to recognise that. But this is the quandary that the Conservative Party is placed in. Lean right, and this is my right-hand side, to win back reform voters. But then how about the swing voters? If you lost them, lean left to win over more centrists, and then you've lost the reform voters. So how do you do both ways at the same time? Now, obviously, there are more people to the left of the Conservative Party to the right, but of course, many of those people are dyed-in-the-wool Labour or Liberal Democrats, and the Conservative Party screwed up so badly, it's very hard to win them back. And, you know, Suella Braverman pointed out the Conservative Party failed, even its own terms in many ways. It did have some successes, but Suella, you have to own up to that collective ministerial responsibility. She was Home Secretary for over a year, and she had other cabinet positions. Those 14 years in the Conservatives were in office, she was either a cabinet minister or a junior minister for about half of that time. So why don't you bow out of politics? Because you personally screwed up, therefore. You didn't speak out about the time. You could have resigned on principle, and you didn't. But, I mean, okay, I know that's life. You're going to have to go along with a few things you disagree with, and other members of the cabinet are going to mess up even if you don't. And collective ministerial responsibility means that you are answerable and you must publicly defend government policy. And if you don't do that, you will be dismissed. Anyway, the lunatic woke virus, I mean, I agree about that, about removing statues or saying that men are women and women are men and blah, blah, blah. You can call yourself whatever you want, a man or a woman, or dress however you want, don't object to that. But people shouldn't be required to tell an untruth. All these sort of this language policing, the lack of free expression and things like that. So and the Conservative Party has actually advanced that agenda, which is against it. The Labour and the Liberal Democrats, you'd expect them to assail freedom. You'd expect them to impose vocabulary on people, to be bigoted and to discriminate. But that's not in the nature of the Conservative Party. And bringing Nigel Farage back into the Conservative Party, I don't quite agree. Put it this way, if the Conservative Party and Reform merged, 14% plus 24%, that's 38%. That's more than Labour got. That'd be a majority. Now, if you did try that, that wouldn't quite work. Some people voted Conservative last time would be disgusted and wouldn't vote Conservative and so on. And some Reform UK voters wouldn't vote Conservative. They specifically voted against it. They would otherwise vote Labour or Liberal Democrat. Not many of them, even Green, not many of them, or not vote at all. So even if they merged, you wouldn't get 14%. You might get 10%, which is still quite a lot, but you know, you'd lose a bit. But what's the most important thing in politics? As Harold Macmillan said, events, dear boy, events. What's going to happen in 5 years' time? Is Labour going to succeed or fail? And who's the leader of the Conservative Party going to be? A lot will depend on that. I don't think a merger between the two is right. Nigel Farage wants to take over the Conservative Party. He's been very candid about that. You've got to hand it to him for honesty. But I mean, some of his utterances and views are distasteful. This like net zero immigration is completely unviable, undesirable, too hard line. So I think quite a few people would resign from the Conservative Party if that were to happen. So yes, it is a dilemma, and I don't really know the way forward. I think some of the Reform voters will come back to the Conservative Party anyway. They say they got, you know, 14 percentage points, but we're talking sort of 3 or 4% would come back, percentage points would come back without really trying. But that's clearly not enough to win, just to lose not quite so badly. But the Conservative Party obviously can't be complacent and think it's automatically going to win. But it's going to take a very long time to recover. We shall see. So Suella Braverman, right about some things, wrong about other things. But, you know, who really failed immigration? It was you, Suella. That was your brief as Home Secretary. And it's true, she said that Rishi Sunak is probably going to be struck down at the Supreme Court. We have to prepare a contingency plan. And she published all in this resignation letter, and he turned a deaf ear to that. Okay, but nevertheless, you went along with the policy and you defended it in public. You got very brave and principled after you were sacked. If it was that much of a big deal, you could have like threatened him. You either do this now or I'm gone. And therefore, she's got to carry the can. She is to blame for this, maybe more than anybody else. And if it was unworkable, the Rwanda plan, recognize the unworkability and come up with an alternative. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.